Welcome to Monday Matters with Holly Cochran. Holly is a wife, mom, coach, and entrepreneur. She wears these and many more hats while running three successful businesses, a gym, online counseling and nutrition program, and commercial cleaning company. She brings a unique perspective to everyday life with her spicy, no-nonsense attitude. Holly helps her clients keep it simple with small tweaks that over time add up to big life changes. With that, let's get on with today's episode. Here's my friend, Holly Cochran, an incredible human you need to be listening to every Monday.
Hey, family, friends, and strangers. Today's Monday Matters podcast is all about magnesium. I wasn't sure if I could talk about magnesium for long enough to hold your attention, and it wasn't just going to be an advertisement, but as I started delving into talking about magnesium with clients over the last little while, I'm like, yeah, no, I could probably talk about magnesium for a very long time. So on today's podcast, I want to give you just a summed up version. Maybe the right terminology is the dumbed down version that I appreciate when it comes to learning things that are kind of complicated when it comes to the medical field, but they don't have to be. The bottom line is with magnesium, it's a mineral that our body does not produce but requires in order for us to function optimally. So we need magnesium. Magnesium is found in our food. It gets into our food from the soil that the food is grown in. And because our soil is depleting in minerals each and every year, so is our food quality depleting in the amount of minerals that we receive when we eat our food. And therefore, most of us in North America are mineral deficient, and magnesium is one of those minerals that we are deficient in. The problem is we really need magnesium. And so many people are having health conditions and health-related ailments that are due to a lack of nutrients, a lack of minerals, because our food doesn't have what it used to be. Doctors are not testing for our magnesium deficiency necessarily. Maybe you'll test for low iron, you'll be borderline, you'll be given an iron pill, but that's only one of the minerals. And magnesium plays such a huge role in our overall health that having the right amount of magnesium for our body can make a huge difference in how we feel each and every day, like a huge difference. And from what I can understand in all of the research that I have been doing, there isn't anybody that shouldn't be taking a magnesium supplement. Can you overtake? Can you take too much? Yes. And the main sort of telling factor that you are not taking the right kind of magnesium or too much will be diarrhea. But for the most part, we need a significant amount of magnesium. Now, the other part to this is we need to be able to absorb the nutrients that we do get from our food or from our supplements that we're taking. And because of the toxins in our environment and the quality of food that we've been eating for years, the overuse of antibiotics, et cetera, a very high percentage of the population has a leaky gut. So leaky gut are things like, you know, gas and bloating and trouble sleeping and brain fog and constipation and diarrhea, any of those gut-related issues that are saying, okay, you're putting the good food in, but you're not necessarily using it to the best of its potential. If that's you, you may have a leaky gut. If you have a leaky gut, it won't matter how well you supplement with the highest of quality of magnesium until you've healed that leaky gut. You're not absorbing the minerals and nutrients that your body needs to function. So always go back to that root cause. What's causing the leaky gut and how do I heal it? And then you go next step. You start supplementing the minerals once you know that you're absorbing the minerals. So if you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you know that my process has been to have my DNA tested, to do the Triad Gut Health Healing Protocol for a few months. I've taken that. I also did a Candida cleanse and a parasite cleanse. And I can tell that my body is absorbing food and nutrients a lot better and using it a lot better. Everything has improved. And so now I know that the supplements that I am taking are working better. And it's worth me investing in some of these higher quality supplements like my nutrition and the magnesium, because I've done the work to heal my gut for the most part. I still think there's things that need to be done, but for the most part, I've done a lot of work to heal my gut and it is feeling better. Okay, staying on track when we're just talking about magnesium right now. What does magnesium do for our body? Well, there's a whole list of things, but let's start with number one that comes up is it regulates your blood pressure. Okay, great. Feel like that's pretty important. We need a regulated blood pressure, especially when we are under a lot of stress and we are digesting some not so healthy processed food. Sometimes our blood pressure can affect our health a lot. And so if we're low in magnesium, but magnesium's role is to regulate blood pressure, we may have high blood pressure. We may have a difficult time managing stress. We may not be very calm. We may not be very comfortable without magnesium helping us to manage our blood pressure. Okay, so we kind of need it for that. Magnesium also helps to improve sleep as far as duration and quality of sleep, which I felt went hand in hand with your blood pressure. Like if your blood pressure's better regulated, won't your sleep be better regulated? And if your blood pressure's off the roof, I'm sure it affects how well you sleep. Now, the next thing that I'm going to say magnesium does that has not showed up on any of the lists that I typed in is balance hormones, because we do know for sure that if our sleep quality is really poor and we have a really high blood pressure, our hormones have a really hard time staying in check. So those go hand in hand, and therefore they also support our hormone balance. So being low in magnesium can also throw off hormones, or vice versa. Our hormones being off balance can help to deplete our ability to absorb magnesium. Okay, magnesium helps to enhance mood and significantly reduce depression. Well, again, I'm going to call this a no-brainer. If you are sleep deprived, having poor quality sleep, waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning and you can't get back to sleep and your blood pressure's through the roof, you don't have great mood. So they go one after another and all sort of fit together when I was reading the list. So sometimes we need to talk to people who are identifying as feeling high anxiety and high depression. We always ask them about sleep quality. I always ask them about gut health. And if I can tell they have some gut health issues, then I can pretty much assume that, okay, if they have gut health issues, they're not absorbing nutrients and minerals very well, they could be low on magnesium. And sometimes you got to put the cart before the horse and you got to supplement a pretty high dose of magnesium so that your body's getting some of it, even if it's not absorbing all of it, so that you can start feeling a little better, a little less depressed, a little less anxious. And sometimes we got to take the edge off in order to start the other processes of finding root causes and healing the leaky gut. Sometimes you don't have the energy to do that when you're malnourished as far as your minerals go. Because the other thing that I wanted to talk about is magnesium is a, here's some fancy words, a vital cofactor in production of ATP, which basically means that it helps to make energy. And it's the kind of energy that we utilize when we're in the gym. So if you are having a lot of cramps and tingling and muscle aches and very poor recovery in the gym, and like you just can't seem to string more than one workout at a time, it could very well be that you are significantly depleted in your magnesium reserves, and then there's not enough magnesium to help to produce energy in that workout. So when you get your magnesium levels back up to a more sustainable level, the workouts feel so much better. The tingling stops, the kicking of the shoes stop, the aching, the muscle soreness, all of that can stop because magnesium helps to dissipate, get rid of, move around the lactate that builds up during exercise. We need magnesium to move it. So if you're low in magnesium, it doesn't move. You just get really, really sore. Okay, this is all leading from one to the next. As far as in my mind, I can process it. Magnesium plays a huge role in blood sugar management and therefore an important role in diabetes, type 2 diabetes for sure. So if you feel like you have insulin resistance or if you know you have diabetes, you're going to want to make sure you're taking magnesium. It's very important to manage blood sugar, and managing blood sugar is the whole, you know, concept behind being diabetic. You need to be able to manage the blood sugars. Another no-brainer, magnesium plays a significant role in reducing heart disease. Okay, so if we're not stressed right out with our blood pressure sky high through the roof and we're getting good sleep, our mood is improving, our blood sugar is better managed, I would say our risk for heart disease is going down, and magnesium plays a role in that as well. So really, I'm going back to there is nobody who shouldn't be considering supplementing their current state with some magnesium. Now, when I talk supplementing, first of all, we definitely have the opportunity to supplement with food. Okay. There are foods that are higher in magnesium than other ones. There's foods that are rich in this essential mineral. And again, I say rich kind of loosely, because I don't know that our food is as rich as it used to be, but still some are better than the others. So to get enough in your diet, so you're not having to take quite so many pills, focus on the leafy green vegetables like spinach and Swiss chard, broccoli. They all have magnesium in them. Okay. Nuts and seeds, almond, cashews, peanuts, pumpkin seeds, and chia seeds are good sources of magnesium. Whole grains, like whole wheat, brown rice, oatmeal, quinoa, they all have magnesium in them. And legumes like beans, so black beans for sure, we use those all the time. Kidney beans, lentils, soybeans, rich in magnesium. Fish like salmon and mackerel are high in magnesium. And then there's also magnesium in things like bananas, potatoes with the skin, and dairy products like cheese and yogurt. And my favorite that I take whole heart, make sure that I try to fit in as much as I can on a weekly basis anyway, is the dark chocolate. So I love myself a little piece of dark chocolate. I have that big bag from Costco in my bottom drawer of my office. If anybody is really needing a piece of dark chocolate someday, they're in there. Okay, so those are some dietary sources. You want to focus there first. So if you are trying to reduce your blood pressure, if you're trying to improve your sleep, if you want to manage your blood sugar, if you are trying to enhance your mood, help your workouts not feel so sore, those foods are the ones you want to focus on and start with to get your source of magnesium increased through food first before you supplement. There is a little caveat in this research that I found that if you are taking heart medications, diuretics, lots of diabetes medications, you're going to want to talk to your physician before you start supplementing with magnesium, just to make sure that the absorption of the magnesium with the other things that you are taking is going to be the appropriate amount. I don't know if the doctors spend enough time helping you to heal a leaky gut. I would think you might have to do some of that on your own, but you can always talk to a pharmacist about contradictions between the healing of that leaky gut and what you're needing to do for that protocol and the medications that you're currently on. What ends up happening when you heal the gut is the dosage that you are taking for whatever medications you're taking, the dosage sometimes needs to be adjusted. So, you know, at the beginning when you go on medication and they play around with whether or not you've got the right amount, when you heal and your gut absorbs better, sometimes that's not the right amount anymore and you need to play with it. And so if you start to feel not great, even though your gut's healing, it might be that you're being over-medicated by some things and it's time to have a conversation about, okay, I'm trying to heal my intestinal tract. I'm trying to heal my gut lining. And in doing so, I think I might be having too much of whatever medication. So have those conversations with your physician as you start to improve in your health. We talked about side effects. Most people don't really experience huge side effects other than gut-related issues like diarrhea, nausea, vomiting if you take too much magnesium. But again, if you feel like you need to back the bus up a little bit, not start with magnesium, but start with gut healing and then go to magnesium, you probably won't have any of those side effects. There'll be more benefits than side effects. The other sort of warning was if you have any like kidney disease and kidney issues, then the kidneys are where we absorb and utilize these minerals. So if your kidneys are not awesome, the side effects of magnesium might be a little more severe. Okay. Now, the problem comes, and where things get confusing, is that there are so many different kinds of magnesium. And yeah, I had no idea what I needed to be taking. I didn't know that there was different kinds. I didn't know that there was different quality. I didn't know that different brands made different quality. Like, this is all stuff I've been having to recently get my mind around and understand. So because I have a little bit of all of the issues, you know, like the bloating was an issue, constipation was an issue, soreness was an issue, brain health is an issue, detoxing is an issue. Because I wanted magnesium that would solve, I don't know if solve is the right word, but support and enhance my health in all of those areas, no one strand of magnesium does it all. And I was like, okay, so which one should I be taking? And how many of these bottles do I need to be buying? And, you know, I needed to dive in a little bit deeper as to, okay, what magnesium do I actually take and how much of each of them? My naturopath helped me with that a little bit. I was taking what the bottle said. I actually needed more of that while I was sort of detoxing and really going through that transition to heal my gut, I had to take more magnesium. It definitely helped. I started, because the magnesium helps with constipation and that helps with the detox, increasing my level of magnesium made a huge difference. The other thing I noticed right away was my quality of sleep. I still have a couple of days in a 28-day cycle where I have that interrupted. I wake up and I feel like I'm totally ready for the day. Batteries are charged and I need to get going and it's 2 a.m. I still have a couple of those in a month usually. And actually this past month, I didn't have one. But my sleep improved significantly with the magnesium. So, but there are different kinds. One was the magnesium citrate. That's the one that I use for constipation and can be a natural laxative. And then the magnesium glycinate helps relax muscle and improve sleep quality. And then magnesium L-threonate, I don't know how to say any of these words, but that magnesium is the one for the cognitive function and for the memory. Magnesium chloride is well absorbed both orally and topically, helps with digestive issues and soothe sore muscles. Magnesium malate helps boost energy levels. It has been used to treat fibromyalgia. Magnesium sulfate, which is our Epsom salts, which I use weekly for sure, helps to soothe aching muscles, but I use it for detoxing because my skin is my biggest organ. So if I'm wanting to detox, I soak in an Epsom salt bath. But I needed to try to figure out which kind of magnesium I wanted to use. I'm allowing my nutrition to give me a good start. So now that I have done the DNA testing and I use my Nucleogenics Nutrition, there's magnesium in it. But I'm a little skeptical that it has all that I need. It's supposed to. I'm going to just trust it. But I still have my supplement that has 8 different kinds of magnesium in it. And that's the Bio Optimizer magnesium. That's the one that I found that has 8 different varieties of magnesium. It's a very reputable company. It's third-party tested. I like it. It comes in a drink powder or in capsules. So it's easy to take, or you can just have it as a drink. Raspberry lemonade is one of the flavors. So the Bio Optimize magnesium is the one that I have. It has 8 different kinds of magnesium in it, so the guesswork is taken out. I think if you are on lots of other medications, if you have a heart condition, if you have high blood pressure and you're on medications for all of that, you want to check with your pharmacist and say, okay, here's all my magnesium, or here's all the kinds of magnesium that's in this Bio Optimize. Is there anything that contradicts with any of these magnesium strands and the medications that I'm currently on? I'm not on any medications, so I'm just taking these supplements, and I looked and my supplement for my nutrition is not, or my magnesium and nutrition is not crazy high. I haven't noticed that I'm having any adverse effects. In fact, the opposite is true. I feel like things are moving very nicely in the right direction. So I'm going to continue for another month. That being said, because I knew I was pushing this podcast out today and I was going to be talking about it, I ordered 4 extra bottles of the Bio Optimizer magnesium blend. I ordered 4 bottles of the capsules and 4 containers of the magnesium blend drink. So if you want to purchase and try one of those, send me a message and I will earmark one of the 4, either capsules or the drink for you if you think you want to try that instead of trying to guess from the grocery store which magnesium you want to take for which ailment that you have. The basic one is the citrate and the glycinate, and you can take those together, like buy one citrate and buy one glycinate. That's for sort of the constipation, and then the other one is for relaxing muscles and improving sleep quality. But I couldn't find in our drugstore, I could not find a magnesium blend. I couldn't find anything, and maybe it's there. If somebody's listening to this podcast, please make a comment that you have found it somewhere, because I didn't do an extensive research locally because I had found a blend that I had ordered. But if we do have a resource for a local magnesium blend, please inform me, because I would like to share that information for people who want things to be just a little easier in life. Okay, the bottom line, let's sum this up. Magnesium, we need it. We don't get it in our food as much as we should, but we should still eat food high in rich in magnesium. Leafy greens, legumes, basically the things I tell you to eat all the time anyway. There are so many health conditions that can be improved when you are properly supplemented with minerals and nutrients, magnesium being only one of them. We need phosphorus, we need iron, we need all of the minerals to feel amazing, but magnesium is just such a simple, easy place to start. I also want to remind you that if you feel like you have some gut health issues, it's really hard to feel amazing and to have energy and to have good quality sleep and to have optimal mood if you haven't healed that gut. So reach out. Let's talk about gut healing protocol. I have the triad here, the gut health healing triad. You take two pills and a scoop of stuff every day for a month and see how your symptoms improve. You don't have to have your DNA tested before you try the triad. So if you want to reach out, I can give you some of that as well. And I hope you found this helpful. I hope you understand the role magnesium plays, that there are more than one kinds of magnesium, and that each kind of magnesium supports a different role. So there's not just one bottle at Costco that's going to do all the things. You're going to have to figure out of triaging of all the things I'm complaining about that magnesium can support. Which one is the top one? All right. Let me know if you have listened to this part, to this point in the podcast, if you need anything from me, or if you just thought it was useful and want to share it with somebody else who might be challenged with some of these health conditions, and a simple first step being to supplement with some magnesium. Have a fantastic day.
Thanks for listening to Monday Matters with Holly Cochran. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to Monday Matters, leave her a review, and share this episode on your social media. Should you have any questions about what you listened to or want more info, reach out and send her a message at K2 Health with Holly on Instagram and Facebook. She loves hearing from her listeners. See you next time.